Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. The San Francisco Bar Association is calling for the city to protect its judges and their independence. That's after one of them began getting death threats after she sentenced a stabbing suspect to mental health probation rather than prison. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez explains.
Daniel Cowich stabbed 94-year-old An Peng Taylor in 2021. Asian American groups are accusing Judge Kay Sennin of giving a free pass to a suspect who harbors anti-Asian hate. The DA's office also says the judge erred. His attorney says he's not racist, but he is mentally ill and in need of treatment. Retired Superior Court Judge Lillian Singh says the attacks on Sennin are driven by politics.
Those who are trying to use the anti-Asian hate sentiment to attack judges are really wrong. They're weaponizing, they're using anti-Asian hate sentiment.
The SF Bar Association is calling for politicians to cool their rhetoric for safety's sake. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
The Bay Area's new women's professional soccer team has sold out PayPal Park in San Jose for their inaugural home opener this Saturday. That's 18,000 tickets. Bay FC was established just last year, co-founded by former U.S. women's national team players, including two-time World Cup winner Brandi Chastain of San Jose. The National Women's Soccer League season started earlier this month. Bay FC has won one game so far and lost another. The game against the Houston Dash starts at 7 p.m. Saturday. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.